In the first coming of Christ, he suffered for our sins, died for our sins, buried for our sins, and rose for our righteousness. Due to his atoning work on the cross, we stand before God justified, washed, cleansed, and redeemed, 1 Corinthians 1:30. It was not half salvation that he came to give to people who have lost their way. No, he came to restore hope and to make the spiritually poor, rich. That is, Jesus brought full salvation which is dependent on faith and grace. The world condemned the Lord of glory, beat him, spat on him, insulted him, and at last, crucified him. The world thought the story of Jesus, his claim about being the Son of God and the Savior of the world was going to end with his death. The world never anticipated that he was going to come to life again. To the world, if Christ were to remain in the grave, his story would have been a lamentable and grievous one. Thus, a good teacher, innocent, humble, and a miracle worker had died in vain. Interestingly, the Lord of glory did not remain in the grave. He came to life again, he revealed himself to a chunk of people, they became his witnesses, 1 Corinthians 15. The odds against the witnesses were many. The Romans did not want to hear that the revolutionary leader, which they killed, has risen. The Pharisee did not want to entertain that their greatest rival who had challenged their interpretation of the Old Testament, and also the oral law had risen. With the Sadducees, they did not even believe in resurrection, Matthew 22:23. They believed that once a person dies, that is all for him or her. And now, the witnesses of Jesus were claiming that he has risen, and this was against their core and fundamental teaching that there is no resurrection from the dead. All these groups, directly and indirectly, rose against them. The story that the Romans considered treacherous, and which both the Sadducee and Pharisee considered unintelligible, has changed and is changing the world. How did the witnesses of the risen Lord overcome these odds and opposition to send and carry this message across? That is what we will be looking at in this month's series, which I have themed Gleaning from the Past. Gleaning in itself means extracting or drawing information. In likewise manner, we are going to extract information about the spread of the gospel. We will be looking and flipping into the church's history book even as it started on the day of Pentecost when the Spirit descended. Most often, Christians forget their history. Many 21st century believers do not think about what transpired in the early years of the Christian church. They assume that the gospel reached them by chance. However, if one would take a careful look at the history of the church, he or she will see the faithfulness of God, the diligence of God's people, and their sacrifices for the greater good. In our day and age, it seems we are grooming and nurturing people who know nothing about sacrifice, dedication, and commitment. With what happened to our fathers and mothers who first professed the Christian faith, their stories would encourage and teach us about sacrifice, dedication, and commitment. This is why I deemed it right and prudent to share with you a glimpse of the history of the Christian church this month. Soli Deo Gloria, glory to God alone. Michael Yautano. tanamichael65@gmail.com. You can also listen to this and similar posts on these podcasting apps: Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Public Radio, and Spotify.